invasion within days. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today saying he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to further invade Ukraine.
President Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin has made up his mind to invade Ukraine in the coming days.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
An invasion, President Biden says, that would include attacking the capital city of Kyiv.
If Russia pursues its plans, it will be responsible for a catastrophic and needless war of choice.
Still, the president says a diplomatic outcome is not closed.
Until he does, diplomacy is always a possibility.
President Biden renewed his promise of severe economic sanctions if Russia invades, saying U.S. and European allies are united that Russia would pay a price.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The National Archives says classified information was found in the 15 boxes of White House records they retrieved from former President Trump's Florida resort. The agency has referred the matter to the Justice Department. Federal law bars the removal of classified documents to unauthorized locations, though it is possible Trump could try to argue that as president, he was the ultimate declassification authority. Former Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer Kim Potter sentenced to 2 years in prison today for her manslaughter conviction stemming from the death of Dante Wright during an arrest 2 years ago. Potter apologizing to Wright's family during her court appearance.
Katie, I understand a mother's love. And I am sorry I broke your heart. My heart is broken for all of you.
The judge presiding over the case said Potter did not mean to kill Wright. Potter had testified that she mistook her service weapon for a taser. Another negative day on Wall Street today, with all three major U.S. indexes closing in the red. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Surgeon General says he and some of his family have tested positive for COVID-19.
Just days after revealing that his four-year-old daughter has COVID-19, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says he, his wife, and their five-year-old son have also tested positive. Dr. Murthy, who is vaccinated and boosted against COVID, says he has mild symptoms and is experiencing muscle aches, chills, and a sore throat, while his wife is suffering from headaches and fatigue. He said earlier in the week that his family members are also vaccinated and tweeted today that all of them also have mild symptoms. In the social media post, he gave an update on his daughter's condition and said her fever is starting to improve, but she's still congested and her throat is sore from the coughing. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A California bill would allow private citizens to go after gun makers in the same way Texas allows them to target abortion providers. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom today backing a bill that would let private citizens enforce the state's assault weapons ban by filing civil lawsuits. It's modeled after a Texas law that allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Major League Baseball has put spring training on hold.
Major League Baseball confirmed that spring training will not start until at least March 5th as the MLB lockout entered day 79 Friday. Spring camps were set to open this past week with games starting February 26th. The league in their statement adding, quote, "We are committed to reaching an agreement that is fair to each side. On Monday, members of the owners' bargaining committee will join an in-person meeting with the Players Association and remain every day next week to negotiate and work hard towards starting the season on time." MLB officials, after talks on Thursday, pinpointed a deadline of February 28th to get a new collective bargaining agreement in place to not impact opening day on March 31st. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Police in Canada say they've arrested at least 70 people and made progress in clearing out truckers who have paralyzed Ottawa for 3 weeks in a protest against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.